escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's right, Anthony Gallo on the Fan, back again. And it is a cheery, happy Saturday in July. As it I know the Yankees lost today, but it finally feels like New York baseball is back. After a terrible June, early July start, we are back. And we have some positivity to talk about as we head into the All-Star break. 888-808-1019 is the number to call, as always. And yes, I know the Yankees lost today, but they had the bats had to cool off eventually with, you know, 12 of 16 games scoring 5-plus runs. But we do not start with the Yankees. We'll get to them a little later. We start with my Metsies and another big win. I talk about urgency and playing with a purpose a lot. And today, yesterday, it felt like this Mets team treated both of these games in Kansas City like an urgent must-win situation. It felt like Mendoza managed today's game like an urgent must-win situation. And no, it wasn't must-win. And you could also say that every game is must-win. But it felt like they took this as an opportunity to get back on track. You have the great come-from-behind victory in Baltimore, followed up. It was almost like the rain delay hurt them and the momentum they had. And they followed up that great comeback win on Tuesday night with a dud on Thursday. Two terrible losses. Mendoza making all the wrong mistakes. Everyone doing everything they could to hurt themselves. And Friday comes. I'm excited. Senga's on the mound. We have to wait an hour and a half. The rain in Kansas City, almost as bad as the heat. And finally, the game kicks off. And it looks, everything looks terrible. Outside of Senga, you know, showing that he hasn't forgotten how to pitch, and he goes to four innings, doesn't give up a run, walked the tightrope, you know, early on walked the tightrope. They kind of got lucky with Jonathan India falling down there. And then in the eighth inning, the bats coming alive, scoring seven runs to end the game. And then today, winning a gutsy one, 3-1, led by their pitching, led by their defense. And it finally feels like this team, I'm not going to use the word, the phrase turning the corner. I'm not going to use the word, you know, that they've figured it out, but it feels like they've survived in the totality of the baseball season. And we've had this with both teams right now. You just have to survive that rough patch. We've seen great teams. You name any great team, any team that's won a World Series, either starting slow or having a terrible middle of the season, terrible end of the season. The Mets have survived. They're getting to the All-Star break, hopefully in one piece. We got one more game tomorrow. And then they get to the All-Star break, hopefully, limping in there in one piece, surviving with their third series win in their last four series. And it feels like The bats are finding ways to get it done. Vientos, which I thought was very, you know, encouraging. Listen, I'm not telling you I'm counting on this guy right now, but very encouraging that Vientos can go up there, strikes out, has a terrible at-bat with the bases loaded, breaks the bat on the plate, and then comes up huge with a bases-clearing double on Friday night. Today adds another hit. Everyone gets, you know, it looks like Lindor's starting to get going. He's got the OPS back up to 800. Nimmo and Soto continue their hot streak. And they just continue to survive. And they're going to freshen up. You get Senga back. Manaea pitches tomorrow. Him and Clay Holmes. That's the plan right now. Hopefully, they don't have to throw another arm. And their bullpen starting to look better. All the injuries. You've got surprising performances out of Davinsky. Reed Garrett, last four games, five innings, zero runs. Diaz continuing to solidify himself as the best closer in baseball since April 22nd. 28 innings, two runs, one earned. Goes out there today, gives you two gutsy innings. Yes, Taylor had to help him out, but that's the point. It feels like they're doing everything right for a short sample. It feels like they're getting this right. It feels like they've survived the dark cloud. They survived rock bottom. And rock bottom for this team was 12 games over 500. They survive. And they're going to guarantee themselves being within one game of the division. Right now, they're tied for the division. They go out there and take care of business tomorrow, sweep the Royals. They'll go into the All-Star break with at least a share of the division title. And the key there is they've survived. They now are getting arms back. They've gotten Senga back. They've gotten Manaea back. They're slowly starting to get these guys back. Yes, Jesse Winker hurting his back yesterday. It looks like a 4 to 7 day thing that they're going to decide on. We lose Nunez for the season, not unexpected. But you're slowly starting to see guys get healthy. Manaea finally makes his season debut. We'll get Paul Blackburn, if that excites you at all, in late July. Tyler McGill is starting to throw the ball. We'll see Marte back. They're starting to get healthy. And Jose Budo, it feels like they've been very quiet, and he's been awesome this year. He's been the most underrated player, underrated pitcher on the team probably all year. Jose Budo and his illness, he'll be back after the All-Star break. Brooks Raley may be back after the All-Star break, but if not, towards the end of the month. So they are starting to get guys back. They have survived the worst of their injuries, the worst of their offense, the worst of their pitching. And they finally have a starting rotation that's starting to take shape. We don't have to talk about a pitching lab. No, we don't have to talk about how a guy is having a career year. We finally get to see Senga goes out there. And for me, that was the most encouraging way with the rain delay, because I'm sitting there as that game goes into a rain delay thinking, how is this going to mess Senga's night up? Is he now not going to, you know, he seems to be a very particular person. How is this going to affect his body? He goes out there, makes some big pitches, and has a good, very good return from the IL. Montas goes out and gives you his best start as a New York Met today. Five innings, one run. That's all you can ask for. And tomorrow, we'll get more encouragement. Hopefully, Clay Holmes can survive through five innings. But you finally get to see Manaea. And the key theme, and this goes for the Yankees too, but as we focus on the Mets, 888-808-1019 is the number to call as always. The key theme of the night is that they have survived the worst part of their season. Going into a much-needed All-Star break, they will, you know, we'll get our representation and have our fun. Peterson, Diaz, Alonso, Lindor. I could really care less who makes it and who doesn't. I still enjoy the All-Star game. But my key is these guys get to rest up. They get to focus on the second half of the year. They get to gear up for the biggest stretch of the season.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And we'll get all the pieces back. We'll finally get to see what this team could have been healthy leading into a deadline that will be massive for David Stern. It'll be massive for Brian Cashman as well. But the key is they've survived. They played with such urgency today, which made me believe that this team actually gets it. In 2022, my biggest gripe was them. They had such a great year, but there was that lack of urgency. Maybe it's getting punched in the mouth this early that has added to it. When they got punched in the mouth, it was the end of the year. It wasn't that they were even playing bad. It's the fact that the Braves were playing at like 800 ball. Last year, rock bottom came very early for them, and they got punched in the mouth again in August. This urgency that they played with, some of you may look at it as a detriment that they're going into the All-Star break with this kind of momentum. Now, we see them play with urgency. Now, I understand that this team has what it takes. I'm not calling them a favorite though in the World Series or division. I just now can believe that this team has what it takes to compete deep into October. They're going to need to add pieces. And this goes for the Yankees as well. Both teams, severely flawed, even when healthy. But they will both have to add pieces. But this Mets team, the guys that are on the field, I'm finally starting to see something. I'm finally starting to feel like they have that fight that we fell in love with last year. We kind of saw it on Tuesday. They come back against a bad Orioles team, but they come back against the Orioles. But then they followed it up. Rain out or not, they follow it up on that Thursday with a terrible doubleheader. And I ask you, do you feel more confident than you did a week, 2 weeks ago? Do you feel like this team at least has the core, the baseline to compete? Because 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I was panicking. Because the goal, and I hate to sound like a broken record, and if you listen to me in the past, the goal is not just to get to the playoffs. It's to compete deep into October. The goal isn't just to have a wild card series at Citi Field. The goal is to get deep into October, to play for a World Series, to get back to the NLCS and hopefully farther. And for a bit, it did not feel like this team had what it could take. It did not feel like they were going to accomplish what I was hoping they could accomplish. It felt like the roster was severely flawed. And even with the pieces that they maybe could add at the deadline, I did not feel good about it. But with a bullpen that it is starting to round into form, you're starting to see Reed Garrett get back to his old self. Maybe Davinsky gives you anything. I'm not counting on it. Maybe he gives you something. Diaz being the best closer in the game, getting a Jose Budo back. They could add a couple arms at the deadline. And the hope is Vientos gets going, McNeil gets going, Taylor gets going, Torrens gets going. So they don't have to add two or three bats. Maybe they add one established guy. But the goal is always to go deep. And they've survived. They've carried themselves through a rough patch. They've stuck together. We haven't heard leaks of fractures in the locker room like years past. They've stuck together. They've battled. This is not easy, but to watch a team And it's crazy to say this. Like, I'm acting like they were sitting 20 games under 500, 10 games under 500. They are 14 games over 500 right now. But that's the pace that they have to play. Look at the Phillies. Look at the NL West. Look at the NL Central. There is a lot of competition in this National League. But for this team to go out there, we've seen glimpses of whatever the hell you want to call the four big guys in this team, the Flushing Four, the Fab Four, whatever the hell you want to call them. We've seen glimpses of them turning the corner and finally all being hot at the same time. Lindor finally get going. Hopefully, Pete gets going after a nice break on the All-Star break. And this is not to say they've had bad years, but just in the sense that Nimmo, Alonso, Lindor, and Soto can all play at the same time. But they've survived. They get to go into the All-Star break, at worst, a game behind first place. They get to go into the All-Star break, retool with guys coming off the IL. Not to use the cliche, but it almost feels like trade deadline acquisitions. And they will still need to add at the deadline. The hope is for a bat. The hope is for relief pitching. But they've survived. Now they can advance. They've survived. They've come up from rock bottom. And you can laugh at me and say it's an overreaction to call it rock bottom. But the way they played in June and early July is rock bottom for a team with World Series hopes. For a team that had the best record leading up to their worst stretch of play. They were getting blown out every night. They had no offense. And things have turned. And we could be looking at a completely different situation if Mendoza had just trusted Peterson. But Mendoza managed the way I hoped he would going into this series. Taking it seriously, understanding you are getting a break. You can do things. I love the idea, and at first I didn't realize what they were trying to accomplish. I love the idea of Sunday having Clay Holmes and Manaea pitch the bulk, if not all of that game. You're going into the All-Star break. He used his bullpen today like it was tomorrow, like it was the last day before the All-Star break. He went out. You're not going to have Diaz tomorrow. You won't have Davinsky. You won't have Reed Garrett. So he's going out there trusting these two guys to get it done. And I have trust in Manaea, and I don't have the worries about Clay Holmes that a lot of people have. It's 2025. Expecting a guy to go deeper than five innings is a luxury at this point. So they don't have the same concerns in my eyes that they did 2 weeks ago. So they've survived. We finally get to have a bit of positivity. I know the Yankees lost today. They've been red hot. You're not going to win every game. And the Mets finally, last night and today, showed some fight. They showed some fight on Monday. They continue to win. They continue to build off of what was a terrible June. The series against the Brewers, the series against the Yankees, and now this series against the Royals, all building blocks. After losing to a bad Orioles team, where not only do you lose to a bad team in a series two out of three times, you would think you sweep the Orioles, you push them closer and closer to being a seller, a team you hope to do business with. Whether it's for a center fielder or a relief pitcher or a back end arm in the rotation. But they've survived, and now we're getting guys back for the Mets. The Mets are getting healthy. And I am very confident in the direction this team is going.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.